This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1323. Milk this episode for all it's worth. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Today, a listener asks us a question. What does it mean to milk something? Get the nuances of this phrase and how to use it for more connection moments in English.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Awesome, Michelle. I'm feeling great. We had a really good episode yesterday about the rodeo, guys. If you missed that one, make sure you go back and listen to it.
Yeah, that was a really, really interesting one. And guys, that was kind of a heavy topic. We're gonna take it a little bit lighter. Yeah. Okay. And I have a question for you, Lindsay.
I'm ready.
Are you a milk drinker?
Oh, good question. I have become less of a milk drinker over the last few years. I've moved actually to plant-based milks a bit more. I still love a good glass of like whole milk or a nice whole milk in like a cereal. Oh, so good. But I've been thinking a bit more about like, why do we drink milk? For myself, like, I don't want to get all controversial again, but like my own choice. I'm like, why do I need the milk of another animal?
Yeah, you brought this up, I think, recently. You were talking about how you were starting to drink other kinds of milk, or you were talking about it briefly. Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. So I've been trying like almond milk. I've tried cashew milk. There's pea milk, like, you know, peas, like green peas.
Yeah, I've heard that.
There's all these
weird
things.
What's that like?
It's kind of chalky. They're all kind of chalky. Flax milk, they're not the best, but they're lower in calories. And so I'm just going with it. It just worries me a little bit because they do have preservatives. And you guys know in our diet in the US, preservatives are everywhere. So then I think maybe it's better just to drink organic milk because there are no preservatives. You know, it's complicated, Michelle. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I do drink regular cow's milk, but I am interested in experimenting with other milks. That sounds so funny to say. Guys, maybe at some point on Instagram, I'll give another kind of milk a try.
You should do a demo.
If I find some almond milk out somewhere, I'll give that a try. I think I've tried in my coffee before, but guys, okay, so maybe in the future on Instagram. But guys, oh, this is a reminder, guys, you got to follow us on Instagram, because You never know when you'll see something interesting, right? Yeah. We have a really good community on Instagram. And yeah, definitely go follow us there. Maybe you'll find me drinking a glass of almond milk sometime in the next few months. I don't know.
That would be very interesting. That would be real. That would be something unique and different for sure, Michelle. A little demo.
That's right. That's right. Awesome. So go on and do that today. But guys, I'm not just randomly asking about milk, Lindsay.
Okay. Well, I'm glad, because that would be a weird opener. Yeah.
Why would I do that? That's so weird. Okay. Well, I'm asking because we have a listener question about a really good way to use the word milk.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is from Amal last week. That's right. Amal Al-Saidi, maybe.
I think that's
I'm sorry
right.
if I said that wrong, but.
Yeah. No, that's probably right. Should I read the question, Michelle?
Please.
All right. So Amal says, hello, I'm Amal Al-Saidi from Saudi Arabia. I really like your episodes. They're very helpful for me. I want to ask something that I just heard on a program. The person who hosts the program said, I'm going to milk this. What does it mean and where can we use it? Great question. Yes.
That is a really good question. I like this one a lot. Lindsay, would you say that?
Yeah, I would actually. I like this one. I think it's modern, it's zippy, it's communicative, and it's fun.
Wow. I like when you say things are zippy, Lindsay. I don't know. I feel like that's like a very you. Like, I feel like you say that a lot, and I always like it. It makes me happy. I don't know why, but
yeah,
thank you.
We all gonna have our own little fun little phrases that we love, and that's one of mine. But yeah, I think it's a powerful phrase because we know exactly what it means, and it's kind of an expression, right? So it's good. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So I know what it means. I mean, I hear it, but yeah, when starting to kind of look around to, you know, give a good explanation of this, I noticed a couple things and I'm kind of curious about your opinion, Lindsay.
Good. Okay. I'm happy to give my opinion.
Right. So I kind of think of it to take everything you can from an experience or a person. Like, I feel like it can be used in a joking way, right?
Yeah.
So for example, if I say, my mom is so happy with me for getting good grades right now that she has been letting me watch a ton of TV every night. I'm definitely going to milk this.
Yes. Right? Yeah, for sure. I could totally see a kid saying that, right?
Yeah. So like, to me, it doesn't seem like an evil way. Lindsay, what's another example?
So I'm so happy that my boss is noticing all my hard work. I'm going to milk this. Yeah.
Right. Or, oh man, we only have 3 more days of vacation. We really have to milk it.
Yeah. Have you heard, I think the full phrase that I've heard before is milk this for all it's worth.
That's true. I didn't even think about the whole thing.
Yeah, it's interesting. But I feel like most people cut that off, right? They don't finish it and they just say, I'm going to milk it. It's another shortened idiom. Right?
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. So, but when I was, you know, looking into it more, it seems like people, I mean, I guess in maybe some of the examples we already said, it could be thought of in this way and more of a conniving way. Mm. Some of the definitions mention that milking something is, you know, trying to get everything you can from a person or a situation. And it mentioned that it's in a dishonest way.
Yeah, I think it can have that connotation to it for sure. And that's probably the way it's used more often than not is in a more taking advantage of something or something like that. I agree.
Right. So, I guess I did make a note. Yeah. Like, so to milk something for all it's worth. Yeah. I guess in that way, you know, it sounds like that. So, I mean, so for example, in more of like an evil way, the boss didn't care that his workers had worked 12 hours overtime. He always milks them for all they're worth.
Yeah. Or I feel like my mechanic always finds something wrong with my car and it's so expensive. He's really milking me for all I'm worth.
Yeah.
That's a vulnerable position to be in when your car breaks down because you don't know if your car needs certain things or doesn't, right? It's tricky.
Oh my gosh, with anything where you don't know, where you're not an expert on it and you have to pay to get something fixed.
For sure.
I mean, like, yeah, I remember, like, there was we had like the water heater was making a weird noise.
Yeah.
And we had someone come and they're like, oh, you'll need a new one soon.
Yeah. And you don't
know. I was like, well, I don't know, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
So yeah. You know, you just got to trust people, I guess. Find people you can trust.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, those are good examples, though. I would agree. And I like the word for our listeners that you just use, conniving. What does that even mean? Well, let's go back to that for a second.
It's kind of like a sneaky not evil, but like sneaky, trying to pull something over on someone, trying to do something to get something you want.
Yeah, exactly. So guys, that's a really good vocab word. We're probably going to put that in the app, by the way, right, Michelle?
I think so. Yep. Ding, 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 Michelle.
Yeah, so guys, make sure you get the app. Just a side point, that is available at allearsenglish.com/bonuses. But all right, so what else, Michelle? What else?
Yeah, I mean, so I guess my question is, and you kind of already answered it, like in the example, oh, we only have 3 more days of vacation. We gotta milk it, right? Like milk this being on vacation. So taking advantage of it. So that sounds to me more like a, like, I don't think that it's always used in this dishonest way, but you think it's used more so in a conniving way?
No, I don't think it has to be. I don't think that's the rule. I think that's the majority of times you might hear it, but I definitely think we could, you know, I don't know, you could join a class. Like, maybe there's a free class. I feel like I missed a big opportunity when I was living in Harvard. I could have gone to a lot of free lectures for the community at Harvard, right? They give all these free lectures. I could have gone to see very famous people for free. I did not milk that experience for all it was worth. Unfortunately, I missed those opportunities. So that's another, that wouldn't be like hurting anyone, but that would still work. I'm going to milk, you know, this opportunity of living near Harvard for all it's worth. That could work, right?
Right. Exactly. So I don't think it's always like in a dishonest kind of a way, like in the ways that I saw. I feel like I hear it in different ways, but perhaps it's used more in one way than the other.
Yeah, I think more in the conniving sense, but not always. Let's say like 7 out of 10 times, maybe 6.
Yeah.
Out of 10.
Okay. Good. We have a scale. That's good.
We're on the same page.
That's good. So I mean, why do we say this? I couldn't really like find the specific origins, but I mean, it just makes sense. I mean, if you think about a cow or anything that produces milk, right?
Yes, definitely.
We say milk as a verb to get the milk out of them, right?
Yes.
So it's kind of like saying everything that someone or something can give to you, you take.
Yeah, exactly. And ironically, this is somewhat linked to yesterday's episode a little bit, right?
I know.
So that's interesting. But yeah, no, that's how I would say. I mean, it's kind of obvious where it comes from. Makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey guys, you are invited to join the All Ears English Instagram channel so that you don't miss a single thing that we teach. Come and hang out with All Ears English listeners who also believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. See you on Instagram.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So, I mean, I do want to share a story.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Maybe I have shared this story already. Do you remember a story of me with milk?
I think there is a milk story, but I would love to hear it again. Michelle.
Oh, you do think there was a milk story?
No, but
we have
new listeners. We have new listeners and we want to hear. What is it?
Okay. Well, there's something called the Gallon Challenge.
Okay.
Have you heard of this?
Is this a college story?
Yes.
Okay, I figured.
So it's called the Gallon Challenge, and it's basically it. When I was in college, I don't know if they still do it. It was people did these stupid dares to drink a gallon of milk at once.
Oh,
and they would get sick, of course. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, those silly people, why do they do something like that? But I figured I really, really like milk. Like, I used to drink a lot more milk than I do now. Okay. I don't know why. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to do like half a gallon. So I want to get in on this because I think I could do half a gallon. Okay. So I was going to drink half of the half.
Okay.
And then take a break. And I had to go do something. And then I was going to do the rest. So everyone was excited for it. And I drank the half and I felt so sick. I was lying on the floor. I had to get driven. I was working at the theater that night, actually. And my roommate had to drive me when it was across the street because I was in so much pain. And that just happened to be the same night that my brother got engaged.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So my brother, like, I had to call my parents and I was like crying to my mom, like, I drank too much milk on a dare and, you know, someone dared me to drink too much milk and now I'm sick. And that was like right after she got the news that my brother got engaged to this amazing girl. And it's like, I just felt like such a, that felt a little bit, I felt a little bit silly at that moment.
You felt silly? Yeah. I bet that felt a little out of place.
I did. Yeah. I'm like, you know, she had just gotten the call from my brother, like, oh my gosh, like, he's so amazing. He just got a, yeah, like, look at him, all this stuff. And then the other kid calls.
Oh, are you competitive with your brother?
No. I mean, he's a bit older than I am. So yeah. I think we kind of missed like the competing with each other, but we have a very like playful relationship.
That's cool.
So we would make fun of this kind of a situation. So I don't know. That just made me laugh. So that's my milk story for today.
I love that. Actually, I had not heard that. So that's a good one. The moral of the story is do not try to drink large quantities of milk at the same time.
Yeah, don't do it. No, yeah. I was lying on the floor. I still remember it. Oh my gosh. And then like people would be like, what? Like, what's wrong? I'm like, don't ask. So that's my story for today. But before we go, guys, we do want to give you a few other things to say with the word milk.
Yes. Okay.
That would be helpful. And guys, you know, these are things we are giving you the good stuff. We are giving you the phrases, the idioms that we hear all the time. So these ones are going to be like that. And, exactly. You know, we want you to be able to use these when you're out and about speaking English. So yes. Definitely try these today. Lindsay, what's the first one?
Okay, so this is good. So there's no use crying over spilt milk. Mm. That's a good one. I see that a lot in our culture. I read it. I mean, what does this mean?
It's basically like if something like... Don't make a big deal out of something. Don't get upset about something that is really not a big deal.
Or like, is it that something's already happened?
Yeah, it could be. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I think of it more as just like not a big deal. Maybe not always. Mm-hmm. Not that it's already happened. Oh, huh.
Yeah, I think it's. I'm looking it up now, real quick. I think it's about. Yeah, like for example, in the dictionary, Cambridge Dictionary, it says. He spent all the money. There's nothing you can do about it. So no use crying over spilled milk. So something about like the moment has passed and there's nothing we can do. So no reason to cry about it.
Right.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. Thank you for clarifying, Lindsay. I guess I've been doing that one wrong.
No problem.
So milk something dry. That's another one.
Ooh, sounds a lot like what we've just talked about, right? To milk this. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Right? To make something that's totally has nothing anymore. And then the last one makes me laugh. Lindsay, what is this?
Why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? Okay, interesting. This one, what kind of context would we use this in? This is interesting.
I mean, should I say what I really think?
Yeah, people... I mean, it can be kind of sexual, right?
Yeah. But I mean, it can be in any way. Like, I mean, so why should someone go forth in pursuing something further when it comes to them so easily?
Right. I mean, like talking about, for example, when maybe a guy doesn't want to marry a woman because he doesn't need to. He's already getting all the benefits of marriage without having to get married.
Right. Exactly.
Right. That's how you'll hear it most of the time. But I agree, Michelle, it could be used in other ways for sure. It's not limited to that scenario.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Definitely. So guys, these are a few other ones to deal with milk, but so it's used very frequently in English. I don't know why the word milk comes up a lot. I think it's a little bit odd in my opinion to talk about it so frequently, but who knows?
Yeah. I mean, maybe it goes back to like farming culture. You know what I mean? Our history of farms in the U.S. and farmland. And we did an episode with Jessica a few weeks ago about farmer's English, like farmer idioms, right? Maybe it goes back to that, you know, our history. Who knows? Who knows?
Who knows? But yeah, guys, you know, the takeaway is you listen for these in different contexts and try them out. You know, think about, okay, how is this being used? Is it being used like for the initial example? Like, is it being used, you know, in a conniving way? Is it being used in a genuine way? How do you hear it? Because you definitely will hear it. This is a good one. And I mean, it was a great question. And guys, again, remember to follow us on Instagram to see what kinds of things we get ourselves into.
Exactly. And guys, the takeaway, the other piece of the takeaway is that maybe you have studied English in school when you were younger or even now, but have you really learned it? Like, are you able to use it? These are good examples of pieces, idioms, phrases you could throw out there to show and to connect and to show that you have learned English and now you're actually going to use it. That's why we're all here, right, Michelle?
Exactly. I love that, Lindsay. That was good. So guys, thank you for listening. And yeah, I'm going to go drink a glass of milk.
Me too. Not me. I'm going to drink a glass of almond milk. So
okay.
All right, Michelle, have a good one. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.